Big Breakfast. Triple M's Big Breakfast. With the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices, it's no wonder people love to shop at Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, I tried to turn on the Triple M app, like you told me to go, where, how do you turn
it on YouTube? What are you doing?
Yeah, oh, this is here. Like his story that he told this morning. It just went on and was pointless, but yay!
Pretty great.
Hold on, this is the woman whose son spent far too much money. Where did he get the money? No one seems to know.
He worked it. He worked for it at Target, Mount Omni.
He bought a life-size teddy bear for his girlfriend and you had to drive it home. It's just insane. At least my story is about
You'd be very interested to know, Marto, that you actually can build a bear now.
There's a company called that.
Oh, yeah, you fill it with stuffing, put clothes on it.
Whoa, what's inside those teddy bears?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what you put in it.
What'll happen, the dog will rip it open and we'll find out.
I'll tell you what's not inside those stores, people. I have not seen one person in the Build-A-Bear shelf.
Oh, yeah, it's not Build-A-Profit. No.
What, there's a proper store you can walk into?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
There used to be a franchise and now I think
it's a Chermside.
Only one or two. Oh, there is there.
You can see it at Chermside,
You can dress them up, they're really cute. So you can have a Valentine's bear, you can have
You're going to get down there on the weekend, Marto?
Yeah. Build a bear.
Marto's old school. He'll put asbestos in it. He doesn't care.
Enjoy the catch up.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Carrying on and saying you hated BMW drivers. You've been doing that for the last 24 hours and I don't understand why.
There was an incident. Does anyone else detest BMW drivers?
I'll include.
I'm not a fan. As a bike rider.
Expensive Audis and
Porsches. They're lovely cars. I have friends who own them. Good on them, if that's what you want. Right. German.
Oh, it's not the car itself. It's beautiful engineering. It's just the dickhead at the wheel that seems to be the issue.
Thank you for covering off on that, Nick. That is so true. But you know what?
What have you done to a BMW?
I carried on, but I didn't tell you what happened the other day. I went to my local hardware, not Bunnings, Brett's, and I picked up all the shelving. And I had my son Harry's ute because I needed long timber bars. Driving home. I tied, like, shelving, it's 3.6 metre long sheets, okay? Imagine really big shelves I'm building and some mouldings and also had some studs. That's the pine things that hold walls up, okay, on the truck. Had them tied down. Now, I used to use rope all the time. My old man was a semi-trailer
driver. What about Oki straps?
No, you can't use Oki strap. You can't use Oki strap. Oki straps are the stretchy ones with the hooks on.
I know what an Oki strap is.
Oh, no, I got 240 Ks probably of materials on up high, okay? Oh. And because I've been told the police will get you if you use ropes. All right. So I use the straps, the ratchet straps.
Not a net.
Oh, my God.
No, you don't need a net. You just need to tie it down so tightly, okay? And I wasn't far away from where I was going to. I was about 200 metres away, and I was at a stop sign and going slightly uphill, pulled away. It was right on about 5 to 3 near school pickup, and I was near a school. Drove away, and I just heard bang, and the whole load came off all the shelving, and it cost about $800 worth of shelving and stuff.
So you didn't tie it down properly.
That's, of course, my initial thought, but I also blocked a major sub-arterial road in Brisbane, okay, with all the shelving and stuff, because I knew how much it cost. So I've just immediately hopped out of the ute and just gone, stop, to all these people, because they were going to run over it. It would have maybe hurt their car. The first car didn't have time to slow down and it pulled to a halt.
It was a BMW.
No. Not yet. That person didn't run over. So I had to get all this off the road. This is on Wednesday, okay, in that 36 degree heat. At school pickup and there were mothers in expensive SUVs. No, they weren't even. They're not four-wheel drives. Don't call them four-wheel drives.
Don't get distracted. Keep going.
Yes. Sorry, Nick.
I am very interested at how you're going to turn a story from where you haven't secured a load properly, it's fallen off the back, blocked a street, into aren't BMW drivers the worst?
All right. Well, the thing is, I then had to get all the gear off the road, onto the footpath, and that took a fair bit of effort. Not one person. There was this huge traffic jam started, and I'm so embarrassed going, Jesus, I hope they don't realise it's me. Like, I hope no one rings the radio station, so I'm coming forward myself. Put it to the side of the road, got my car, the ute, out of the way that was blocking the lane because I didn't want anyone to run over the load. Got it out off the road, okay?
Yeah.
And then, apologise to those people. Then I went and I walked. I wasn't far from my house. I walked home, got two new straps. All right, so I get back to the truck. All right, 10 minutes later, I go, how the hell did this happen? What did I do wrong? the whole ratchet, the body of the body, it had just wrecked itself because it couldn't cope with the load. So I've got, if I would have used ropes, it never would have happened.
Okay.
All right. And that's all I want to tell you. Like, it's nothing.
Okay, but where's the BMW driver come into this?
The woman who was behind me.
This is the longest story ever.
10 minutes later, she comes back. She's obviously on her way to school and she was obviously disturbed. Apparently, it almost fell on her car.
Right.
I feel like going, love, you got 12 airbags or something in there. Anyway, I was sort of nice, but I did say F a lot of times. As in, I'm frazzled myself. I've got stuff in the middle of a main road, caused a traffic jam. And she went, it nearly hit me. It didn't hit your BMW driver. You went safely and got your kids from school and then you went to your wealthy house or something or other and probably had cordial, I don't know. I don't like
so being she came la la. To well, give you a gobful.
She
I
did.
Like this woman.
Who gives a bloke a gobful when it's 36 when he's taken stuff off the road, put it on the footpath? He's had to go and get more straps on foot.
All right.
On foot. And then I had to tie the whole load down again on my own. Mm-hmm. And she goes, it nearly hit me.
He clearly hasn't
also,
let it go.
BMWs.
Also, Marto thinking the rich mum's gone back to her rich house and just had some cordial.
Oh, whatever they do.
Well, okay,
do you want to feel better about this? What do you want to do? Do you want to find out other stuff that's fallen off backs of cars? Do you want to
this is
have
legal.
A crack at
I had the load
trucks?
Tied down legally and I had a catastrophic equipment failure,
okay,
which
so
is my words I said
about?
To her. I want somebody else to ring up and go, it happens all the time, Marto. Stuff falling off trucks and cars.
Okay, what fell off the back of your car or your truck? We got there eventually, people.
I tied that load down properly.
And if you can tighten your story up on 133353, you will be rewarded.
Did that go a bit long?
I truly hope you don't say that at dinner parties, that story, because everyone's gone to bed and you're still at the table. And then the hockey straps come loose.
It went long, did it?
It is dark.
Sorry.
The food is gone.
You basically lost some shelving off the back of you.
I had the load tied down properly.
See, I did that in like 10 seconds. Anyway, Jacob, Manly.
We'll have a meeting about it later, okay?
Hey, Jacob, what fell off the back of a car or truck?
I was actually driving down the highway and I was traveling all the way from Manly out to Ipswich and I had all these roof sheets on my trailer tied down with ratchet straps.
Yeah.
And the trailer's been rattling and it's just cut the ratchet straps.
Oh, sliced them. Oh, it'd be like a cyclone after that with roof sheets flying everywhere.
Ooh.
Yeah, I finished a big 12-hour day on the way home and I look in my rearview mirror and see all these sheets.
Oh.
What happened to the traffic?
Luckily, there was no one there. But then I had this BMW drive past and just missed it.
Typical
BMW driver.
Okay.
The worst.
We managed to have a swipe on the way through. Thanks, Jacob.
<That's> incredible.
Rob of Moffat Beach, morning.
Morning. How are you this morning?
Good. What fell off the back of your car or truck?
Oh, about 25 years ago, I was towing a demolition derby car to a race meeting out from Melbourne and had been tied down by somebody else and he'd tied the straps over sharp metal. And I was probably about 30 k's from the racetrack and it had cut its way through the straps and all of a sudden the demolition derby car disappeared off the trailer behind me. and it managed to miss traffic going both directions and parked itself in the bushes.
Well, that's a bad demolition derby car.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the funniest part about it most of all was I had nothing to tie it back on, so I had to drive it into town.
Oh, nice.
Last 30 kilometres in a demolition derby car.
Were you just running into other cars just for the sake of it?
No, but they would have done my licence if they'd have caught me.
Oh dear.
No BMW drivers have called in saying, oh, my yoga mat and my kombucha, I didn't strap it down on the roof properly.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
I'm not quite sure how I feel about all of this. I have one son because I have 18, 16 and 14-year-olds, although they're nearly 19 and 17. My two eldest sons, when it comes to Valentine's Day, my eldest boy, he and his girlfriend both had to work last night, so they went out on Monday night for sushi, and I said to him yesterday afternoon, did you get Georgia something nice? And he goes, well, I paid for it.
So that's the attitude. He'll go a long way.
That was his Valentine's Day.
A couple of California rolls. I love you.
Yep, that was it. Then I have my nearly 17-year-old who, it turns out, is a hopeless romantic. So he goes to school out in Ipswich, and during his lunch break, I'm not sure what happened, who he paid, how he got it, but he bought what can only be considered a teddy bear the size of a small child.
I like the things you win at the show.
Yeah, like that. It is absolutely huge. So he sends me a text message
hasn't
going...
Hasn't he got a partner? That's what he was taking home?
No.
Is there
a... He does have a girlfriend.
Couldn't get to an adult sex shop. Or...
Okay, can you not? Like, really?
You're not going to car
Stop
me.
It. Yes, you are. I am.
Walk in there, it looks like a pillow's been torn apart.
Oh, it's a card frenzy.
Okay, so I'm just going to ignore both of those comments and keep going. He was very excited about giving this to his girlfriend, but he was so embarrassed by it that he didn't want to get on the bus. So I had to go out to pick him up.
What? Hold on. Hold on. He got it at school.
They somehow
acquired
it. Have
they got a teddy
it?
Dealer at their school? Who did the manual arts teacher what? Knock one up?
Where did you get a life-size teddy?
I don't know, but he was so embarrassed he wasn't willing to get on the bus.
Bloody hell, he should have been.
And me being the hopeless romantic and thinking, here I have this wonderful kid who is showing that he is caring about his girlfriend, that I'm going to facilitate this. So I went out and picked him up. This bear had to have a seatbelt on. It was so large.
For the T2 lane. Yeah.
Hat and sunnies. Gee, that guy needs a shave.
So we got it home and bought some flowers on the side of the road. Actually, on Ipswich Road, there was a group of kids who's clearly been put there by their parents, and it must have been late in the day because they'd had enough. So when he stopped to pick up some flowers, he got two for the price of one.
Oh, they'd had
which
a guffle.
Yeah, they'd had a guffle.
So he's got the teddy and some flowers.
Flowers. So gets home, puts them, in his room. She comes in, sufficiently impressed. It was adorable. He's been working in Target at Mount Ominee for a number of months, and he had saved up a fair bit of money, about $200. Anyway, he blew the lot last night, got an Uber, took her into Southbank, made an appointment at a restaurant. Don't know which one, and is possibly a good thing I don't, because I just had a text message this morning from Sean, my husband, saying that he'd thrown up three times during the night and he couldn't Jesus. Go to school.
Oh, hold on. Is that what you call it? Throwing up.
Yeah, so,
food poisoning. They put some uncooked chicken in my 15 wines.
Okay, he's only 16. I'm just going to go with the
benefit. He spent a lot of money on that girl.
He really did.
Wouldn't a bet? He's a young man with money and able to spend it. Wouldn't a betting organisation love to get their hands on his phone?
Stop talking.
Oh, my God.
What did you do for Valentine's Day? Were you romantic?
I didn't have Nick and I were away from our wives.
Kath had a choice. She just chose not
all
to
right,
come
I was
with
supposed
you.
To go to the Raw comedy night at the Paddo, and Kath said, get stuffed, I'm not coming.
Yeah, well done, Kath.
I got the only kiss I got on Valentine's Day was after my show last night. I walked out the front, got pounced on by ex-Labor Senator Sam Dastyari.
Oh, dear.
It was at the show. He's given me a kiss. He said his mates bet him to do it. It was something about yen and some rhino horn, I think, he got out of the deal. But.
You win. You had the worst Valentine's Day. It's the big breakfast on Triple M.
From a house down in Melbourne or on the Gold Coast, from the horrors of Ipswich or even up the coast, it's Triple M.
Oh, yeah.
Bogan's got on. News.
How good is this for a start of a Bogan news story? Three words. Darwin. Casino. Kino.
Oh, we're
bang,
on.
Bang, bang, bang.
We're
trifecta. Right. A Darwin casino employee has pleaded guilty to stealing a $53,000 winning Kino ticket after telling the winner of a prize that his ticket was worthless.
Oh, okay. So someone's come in, given the ticket, and the person behind the counter was supposed to check it and go, yay, you're a winner.
Yep.
But
security
instead...
vision showed that the guy handed back four of the five tickets to the customer. He then reached beneath the counter and swapped the winning ticket with another one.
Is everyone clear on this? So you can play Keno, you don't have to watch the screen, and you just take your tickets up and you go, can I just check if there's any winners here? So it's gone ding, ding, ding on his computer screen, and he's stolen the winning ticket and
he
said,
switched
nah, mate,
it out. Now,
won nothing.
How unfortunate is this? He was caught when a fellow employee tipped off police after he remembered that those were the numbers on a ticket he had sold earlier. Of course. Out of everyone to work with, you've copped Rain Man.
Yeah.
Warning, the following segment contains serious sexy talk and music from Kenny G.
Between the Sheets with Robin Bailey.
As it's the wash-up for Valentine's Day, I figured it was a good time to revisit Between the Sheets, and let's talk about the most popular day of the year to get some. And I'm meaning bit of sex from partners.
Ken, do you have trouble saying it?
I do have trouble. It just makes me a little...
Stoinking.
Are you like the sexpert that's awkward about sex?
I must be. I like bringing you the information. I just like you playing around with it, not me.
Yep.
Anyway, this was a skin condom.
Is that a sex reference?
No, not on purpose. Okay, so this was a Skins, as in SKYN, which are a brand of condom.
How do you know
sex
that?
Survey, because I asked Brendo just before.
Oh, don't bring him in.
He's all over it.
And he knew. Anyway, 5,117 people were surveyed.
I'll accept that as a number.
Right, and this is what they came up with. So we have the top 5 days of the year that people actually get some. So I want you to speculate, and we'll go from 5 to 1. And I will say that Valentine's Day is in there, but it is not number one.
All right.
Come on.
I'm saying
five.
December 27 because the rallies have left after Christmas and you go, thank Christ, they're gone.
Didn't make the top five.
The Christmas lunch has settled down.
No, didn't make the top five.
New Year's Eve.
Yes, number five, 58%.
Ooh. I'll start the year said. Or finish the year with a bang.
Yeah, literally.
Number what about Easter Thursday? Good Friday?
Nope. There's no Easter reference.
To celebrate the Lord's passing.
Yeah, and then rising
all right.
again.
Good Monday when he pushed the rock away.
Number four, when you're on vacation, people, 64% of you like to, you know, get intimate and close with your partner when you are away.
Birthday?
No.
Grand final night, so late September, early October.
Number three.
Oh, crikey.
67% say on their anniversary.
Well, look. If it's
but what
if
day is that?
Well, when any day you like, but it's the reason is on your anniversary.
You're starting to make this up.
I'm
If people perform like I do in the sack, Remembrance Day, because it's just a minute of silence.
Number two, 73% of us celebrate Valentine's Day.
Give us a hint.
I just said it, you're nufty.
Number two.
The Valentine's Day.
Oh, did you say
have you all the info?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another day.
Because aren't all the babies born in September,
come
so that
on.
Means...
What day of the... What celebration required us to have the most sex?
Your birthday.
Thank you.
Bang.
79% of us...
Get one on the birthday.
...celebrate on our birthdays.
Oh, that's fabulous.
You happy with that?
Yeah. So you forget a present, so you go, here we go.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of...
You practice by blowing the candles and then...
Okay, that's yellow card.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, I thought it was just implied, but...
Yeah, no. That's two for you this morning. You need to stop.
Oh, I don't think just a mind yellow card's enough. He didn't actually say anything.
Yeah. I can't believe these days...
That's an ESP yellow.
Yeah. I can't believe these days beat Christ dying.
Yeah.
and would you like days of the week or are you happy?
No, I'm pretty happy.
You're pretty happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saturday.
Friday.
Yeah, no, it's Sunday at 9 a.m. Most popular.
Sunday at 9 a.m.
Whoa. Yeah.
And least popular is Saturday at 5 p.m.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Post-pub.
Yeah,
possibly. You're depressed after losing at the races.
Big breakfast on Brisbane's Triple M.
Gather around, children.
Okay.
Oh, I will need some help at some stage.
Oh, right. Nick, be prepared.
My unique business opportunity only started Wednesday over. Remember how hot it was?
Yeah.
The boys came back. We've got my son and another of his mates lives at our place. They had a few beers on Wednesday afternoon. They were so hot. Both of them worked in the sun all day. And I had a couple because I had that terrible incident with the BMW driver and I needed a couple of beers. And we went, righto, we started to throw, you know, we're throwing the stubbies in the bin. And then we went, hold on, let's stop this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start collecting the bottles. You know, we were throwing them in the yellow top bin and then they just go out to the road and every week you get that embarrassing noise as they go into the bin and hopefully we're not her and no one hears how many beers we have.
Yeah, good.
We went, righto, because I've got one spare yellow top bin. I said, righto, get that because it's down the back corner. Go and get that bin. We went in, we started collecting all the stubbies. And all the plastic we drink, I buy one of those cartons a week. You know, the 24 packs from Coles cost $7.
Of what?
Water.
Oh, water.
600 mil water.
Okay.
You get 10 cents back on each one of those.
Oi.
All right. So I said to the boys, clean your utes out. I cleaned mine out. We cleaned the cask car out. By the end of it, okay, 150 vessels.
What?
$15. There.
How many cars. What do you use your car for? Yeah.
Have you ever seen a young man's car? They just throw it all in the passenger well. None of these blokes have got girlfriends like your kids. My old blokes just drink water and whatever else and throw it in the passenger well because they got no one to impress.
Okay.
They would have had a dozen different vessels in their passenger.
And all of them are recyclable?
Every one of them is recyclable. You're not allowed to crush anything and it's not allowed to have broken glass. All right? Mm-hmm. So we put them in this bin. We're presently, so that afternoon alone, collected 150, 15 bucks, whoa, bang. We then extrapolated that. And we said, well, you guys don't mind a beer sometimes on a Friday afternoon. I reckon we're good for $30 to $40 a week, which is a car.
Really?
Let's say $40 a week. Well, that's what we said. I buy one of those water cartons. Now, they cost $7, okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting, if we hang on to each one of those bottles now, instead of throwing them in a recycling, $2.40. So okay, it's only costing me
$4.60
for a
carton of
water.
I know, but you have to go through bins and you have to be conscious. And I'm sounding like a spoilt little rich kid because I'm going, I don't know if I could be bothered doing that. Is there really that much money in it?
All right. Now, this is where the business idea starts. That's just a hobby, what I'm talking about now. That's just a personal thing. So we went, hold on. We know a lot of people around in the neighbourhood and I know they like a beer as well.
Yeah, not surprising.
If we go to Bunnings and buy a $20, like a 40-litre, little 40-litre bin, that calls a fair few, and we give them, for $20, I buy five of those, okay?
Mm.
And we give them those and go, would you mind collecting all your empties? And at the end of the week, each Tuesday or whatever, I'll say, give me a ring when it's full. We bring it back to HQ at our place. And when our yellow bin, the big recycling bin, gets full of just bottles, okay?
Yeah.
We go to the recycling plant and voila, we'll probably have, I would say, $80 to $100.
Okay, can I ask about this business model? Are you going to give the people who are having these bins any cash? Do they get anything?
Well, I talked about a six-pack. What do they want?
I was thinking, putting beers on in the street.
Mm. Yeah, like my wheelie bin bar.
That's not bad.
There you go. Recycling bin bar.
Well,
otherwise you've just turned your house into a very small council.
Yes. I will have friends there. Yeah, well, then I'd rather turn it back slightly into the economy.
Okay, so but do you want to find out if people are actually making money or is this just a nutty idea?
Remember when it started, we suggested people should do it and it's taken me months to actually start doing it ourselves. How has anyone been doing it? Because you're mad. If you were a kid,
yeah,
like remember we always used to be looking for a job and you'd be thinking
you'd be requiring your parents to help you to do the heavy
lifting. Well, just to get to the recycling plant, and I don't know whether that's hard. Can anyone who's doing this tell me whether it's worth it, how much are you making, and how hard is it to go and get your dough back? Do they give it to you in Bitcoin or real money or what goes on? Anyone doing it?
Aaron of Cabbage Tree Point, morning.
Morning, how you going?
Good, you making money out of recycling?
So when
Two
young boys.
Hold right.
On. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
And they're 6 and 8, and they've done pretty well out of it. They've put out a flyer to the local community that we live in.
Oh, yeah.
Their biggest week so far over Christmas, where everyone was having a good time, was $300.
A week?
6 and 8 year olds.
6 and 8 year olds, so.
Aaron, you'd have to be involved in that. So tell me how the process works.
Of course, Mum and Dad's involved in that. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. Basically, what they do is they've got little tough tubs out in the community with all the people that we've approached us after the letter drop.
Yeah.
And each Sunday they go around and collect all the recycling from them. And usually on each Saturday we go to the recycling centre where the one that we go to does take crushed cans and crushed bottles, which is great.
Oh, right on.
And they basically hand count them and hand sort them at home and then take them in. And then
they hand you cash?
They hand you cash, which is great.
God.
So what they do with that cash, they got. I'll give them a shameless plug. They got a little Facebook page going of Birk Beck Brothers Recycling.
The which one brothers? And
Birk Beck Brothers.
Yeah, that's
Recycling.
Your last name, yeah.
Yep. And they basically put most of their earnings in their little business fund at home, and they have a spending fund, which they take 10% of that, and they also give 5% to charity.
Wow.
That is so cute.
The Marto Recycling Company is just going to buy a carton a week at this stage. That's our business aim.
Okay,
that's
Jason.
That's amazing. 6 and 8 year olds.
Yeah, Jason of Kalanga, your young bloke, he's doing it too.
My two boys do it. Over Christmas, they picked up about $120 just for themselves.
Bang.
But it's the gentleman across the road that brought my attention. We're having a few beers, and he's two young fellas go around the block, and they've got so many customers from around the block, and they keep a little book, and they go around. These people bag all the cans and bottles they have. These kids go around, pick up all the bags, take them down to Rangbar and sort them, get the cash for them, and they go back and they take 5 cents for every bottle from their customers.
Is that,
so they keep 5 cents and get 5 cents back.
That's a lot.
Oh, well. That's not too bad for two young kids. It gives them the incentive to, you know, to make money and run a little business and stuff like that.
So. And they know how much tax sucks already.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, Jason, how much have they earned, do you reckon, in the time?
Oh, I think that the gentleman was telling me the other day it was just over $380 so far. That's all their half.
Wow. Okay.
So their dad, I'm figuring, oh, no, I've got an old enough son, he can go and do the recycling. But if you've got little kids, the dads have to get involved, don't they?
Well, Jack of Woolloongabba, morning.
How you going?
Good. What have you got to say?
Oh, well, I work for a scrap metal mob and we collect all the cans, bottles and all that and take them down to the Big Red Shed or whatever it's called every couple of months.
Yeah, the Big Red Shed accepts them, yeah.
Yeah, make about $1,000 every couple of months for the boss.
What, from your yard at work, you make $1,000 a month?
Yeah, not me personally. I just get paid to go wait while they count, you know, 200-300 bottles or whatever it is.
It's a revolution.
It is a revolution. Wow. Thanks, Jack. So what are you going to do with this now, Marto?
I have no idea. I'm going to keep drinking and ponder and just put them in the bin and one day I'll be wealthy.
Well, Marto, your son's an apprentice, right?
Mm.
Mate, there's more cash in the bottles, I reckon.
Mm. Yeah, you might quite be possibly. Right. You just have to drink more, Marto. Keep going, buddy. Come on.
That's an easy question.
Do it for your son.
Aaron from Cabbage Tree Point, because you have two industrious young men, you've won today's Pattermore's Meats Meat Tray.
Oh, you'll love it, Aaron.
Pattermore's Meat, serving the Redlands since 1979. Every day is gourmet at Pattermore's Meats.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
I want to talk about weight loss because I think as part of the Western world, it is one of our greatest issues. Australia's obesity problem is second only to the US. And actually, I think we have more obese people here per capita than America do. So, of course, the quest to find how to lose weight and do it successfully is always on. And last night on Nine News, they had a story about a brand new diet pill. Have a listen to this.
This new drug called Contrave is the fourth medication to be approved in Australia to help fight obesity. Contrave combines two ingredients. One is commonly used to curb nicotine dependence. The other, naltrexone, is usually prescribed to overcome substance abuse. Both work on areas in the brain involved in the control of food intake and energy use.
To reduce appetite, but also an effect on something called the reward centres to reduce what look like food cravings.
So it's going to alter the way your brain works, but...
That's not bad. And only two ingredients.
And it's going to stop you... So people trying to stop smoking, often they stop smoking and they put on weight.
Yeah.
That won't be a problem.
It sounds too good to be true, yeah?
And often...
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just have a listen to the side effects. Oh.
The most common side effects are nausea, constipation and vomiting. Less common but more serious are seizures and suicidal thoughts.
Well, it's worth it. You look good.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, how are you meant to be losing weight while constipated? See, it's all in there.
I know, but the thing about diets and, you know, I reckon every human probably listening now has tried a diet at some point in their life, right? Now, whether it's, you know, the LSD diet or the, you know, sugar cleansing diet, the...
Well, what's the LSD diet? Oh, first, both Nick and I are more interested.
And I've probably got that acronym wrong. No,
it's okay. So it's not the illegal
No. But I'm just, you know, I've got a girlfriend who had lap band surgery and every time she eats, literally, if she gets, I think it's, you know, is it lap band where you get it tightened and loosened? Is that what it is? Where you get your stomach? Anyway, so if she has it tightened, she can't eat food. Or if she does eat food, she throws up.
They tighten those things up occasionally.
Yeah, they can do. They add water into them.
Where is it? It's coming out the back there. It's just coming through the skin like a belt.
No, you have to do it with a needle and it's filled with water and then that increases area in your stomach.
All right. Any of your friends? I've never seen anyone. Yeah, losing weight is normally.
How do you do it successfully?
You get a bug in your belly.
I've designed something that is also two ingredients, and the two ingredients are vegetables and a treadmill. And
Okay, we've all heard about that. And and yeah, look, we know it works, but you know, most people don't do that.
You want to? I'm not doing it. I've bought it out. I'm just selling it.
I want a quick fix that doesn't have side effects where I'm going to have a seizure. No. You know, like maybe someone's found something overseas, like a tea.
Oh.
Or, I don't know. Now,
have you
just
seen
curious.
Eddie McGuire? I remember he went on that thing. What thing? That tea. It was a tea thing by a Chinese doctor down in Melbourne, and he took all that weight off.
Yeah, Darren Hinch did the soup diet.
Righto. And Malcolm Turnbull did the same thing as Eddie McGuire. Eddie seems to have puffed up again. Yeah, that's all he had. Tea.
All he drank was tea.
Yep. But the thing is, then you put the weight back on when you start
eating.
Okay,
well, we don't want to hear about when you put the weight back on. I want to hear about how you lose it and what did you do. Miracles. Miracle cures. Steve of Eaton Seal, what happened? What did you do?
Well, I went on what's called an instant soup diet. I thought of it myself.
Okay. Could be a millionaire, you know,
like, well, what you do is, you know your brands of packet soup, whichever instant soup you like. Preferably I go for like the spicy ones, like a Tom Yum or a Thai red curry or an Asian curry. Instant soup. You replace your meals with that during the day. Yeah. So every time you get a craving for, like, salt or sweetness, you have an instant soup, then you have a light meal at night, and I dropped about 12 kilos over 6 or 7 weeks.
Wow.
Just, okay, so what would you have normally eaten in that daytime when you substituted soup? What else?
Well, what put on the weight was I used to have, like, a breakfast, a toasted sandwich or something like that. I'd have about 4 or 5 or 6 cups of coffee. Then at lunchtime I generally had a kebab, and in the afternoon I had a V drink. And then I'd have a meal at night. So
you get rid of that. 6 coffees, a kebab, and a V. Sweet Lord.
And I love my kebabs, by the way. Kebabs are the bomb.
And so is this, what do you do on weekends when you're not working? Do you allow yourself to have a little treat?
I've cut soft drink out of the diet, so I still have alcohol though. I'll have a bourbon on ice instead of having a bourbon and coke.
Lovely.
And also I'm a rugby league referee now, so yeah.
Okay. Oh,
very good.
Well, I'm trying to figure out why I can't lose weight, right? Here, my diet: breakfast, chicken, avocado, broccoli. Lunch, chicken, avocado, broccoli. Mm. Dinner, chicken, avocado, broccoli, 18 beers. There is something in there.
Maybe that middle chicken, avocado, broccoli. You don't
too many meals. I knew it.
Mel of Park Ridge. How did you do it? How did you lose the weight?
Man shake.
Okay.
Adam McDougall's.
Yeah. Adam McDougall's man shake. Yeah, I use that as the catalyst. I dropped 25 kilo last May. I was 90. I'm 65 and a half now.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, and, here we are on a catwalk.
And basically, it's basically just a high protein, low carb diet.
When do you have it? First, what you get up in the morning, do you have a man shake?
Yep. First up in the morning, have a man shake.
Smoko, 10 o'clock. Do you have a man shake?
I have a smoko, which consists of a chicken salad.
Okay.
Every day I have a salad at smoko instead of the old tradie thing, meat pies and things.
Yeah.
Just went on the salad. And at 3 o'clock, I have another shake.
Right.
And then I'll have my normal dinner, which will just be like a healthy dinner, rubbish or anything. Right. Just a healthy dinner, and there's so many options out there for healthy stuff. And drink lots of water. The secret too is at least 4 litres of water a day.
Okay. Whoa, because that'd fill you up too.
Well, yeah, what the water does, it does fill you up. It stops you. It stops the hunger pains, so you from being hungry, and it flushes your liver and it gets rid of cholesterol. I got 2.5 cholesterol. I had 6.5.
Righto.
Okay.
Well, you've dropped 25 kilos. You're down from 90 to 65. Are you just by November trying to get on a Melbourne Cup horse? Is that the
big breakfast?
God, there's some good people rang up. I'd love some assistance. If you're listening right now and you've ever worked at one of those sausage sizzles at Bunnings, I'd like you to give me a call straight away. I just need to check a couple of
figures. You have to put your names in, like, for months and months ahead.
Six months, I reckon.
Yeah, like, it's full on. People love it.
Did you know, you're aware of this, Nick, the little clubs like the RSLs or the Croquet Club or the Scouts. They all go into a ballot. Well, they make a request to the activity. So 133353, if you've done any work, if you've ever been at a Bunnings.
Like scouting group.
Yeah, if somebody's worked at it, I just want to check a couple of facts because I'm about to run a bit of Martonomics here and just tell you a story. All right, so you've got to queue up 6 months usually to, I'm near the Stafford Bunnings and that is a pretty big, busy one.
I'm near Oxley, so.
Righto, couple of quiz questions. How many Bunnings in Australia?
Ooh. I don't know.
I know the answer to this, so it's so.
Okay.
No, no, don't look 100? It up. I'm onto it. More.
200.
280. Okay, let's stop that game. Okay. So there's 280 in Australia.
Lost interest quickly.
What a fun trivia host.
I'm clearly not giving him the answers he needs quickly enough. He's losing interest.
I saw you reach for your phone to look it up. All right. So there's 280 in Australia. As of today, you know that mob who when we did Tenor for Townsville on Monday night?
Yeah.
The mob who was there, who we gave the money to, and they're the ones.
Give it.
They've now linked with Bunnings, and today they are giving every cent from every sausage sizzle around Australia to give it so we can distribute it to the Townsville floods.
So are they providing the sausages, and which I think they normally do, and so all the profits. So you want to know how much profit is made in a sausage
sizzle. So instead of the scout people coming in and there'll be blokes and girls from Bunnings.
With an apron. They've all got a pre-made apron.
I've got a Bunnings apron and a hat at home. I'm going to just jump in and swamp it. I just want to check something. Peter?
Yeah, that's right.
Peter from Fernie Hills. You've worked at one of the Bunnings sausage sizzles. They're $2.50, aren't they?
$2.50. They're set at $2.50 for the sausages.
Give me the estimate. Which Bunnings were you at?
I did it at Caboolture in 2011.
Oh, righto.
And we cleared $2.5K.
Righto, $2.5K. So
just in one day.
In one day, yep.
That's what I wanted.
So 1,000.
So 2,500.
That's amazing.
1,000 snags.
Yeah.
I was only basing my economic figures on 500, so this is a real update.
Do you want another one? So Chris
check
of
with
Warner.
Chris, I'll get the calculator out here.
Hello, Chris. Morning.
Well, it's 12.50, mate. Right?
Yeah. Okay, good. You've done a Bunnings sausage sizzle?
Yeah, at the Warner. Brendale.
Brendale.
Pine Rivers Koala Care for Koala Care.
Hold on. Pine Rivers Koala Care, you wrote to Bunnings and said, can we have a day on the snags?
Yeah, they're often there, yep.
Okay, how much did you make that day?
On a good day, it's about 1,500. On an average day, 1,000. Depends what day it is.
Wow.
They go quite often.
All right.
So, that's a lot of money.
Chris, thank you very much,
thank
mate,
you,
and look after those koalas. Now, there's 280 stores, and I'm going, based on that, 2,000, 2,500. Can I go 2,500?
Yeah.
All right. Because they're saying,
you like, it's Martonomics.
Yeah, okay.
This isn't based on facts.
All right.
It's just a man early up early with a calculator.
How good are Bunnings?
Yeah, they're great.
That makes $700,000. On an average, on a decent day, they make out of their sausage sizzles. So they're giving that to Townsville today. So I'm saying, everyone, get down to Bunnings, even if you're not hungry, have it.
Today, tomorrow.
Give it to a dog, whatever you want to do, eat it yourself. Today, I think it's only today, isn't it? Hold on. Friday 15th, yes.
Okay.
All right, so it's today. But I'm going, Bunnings. Hold on, let me just...
He's back to his calculator.
How many days? They're only closed 2 days of the year, aren't they?
Christmas Day and Easter. Good Friday?
No, that's not a thing.
Good Friday.
Back to the maths.
Hold on.
Anyway, what are you doing?
$90 million Bunnings is giving away each year by not... They should be running that. If I was running Bunnings, bugger all these scout halls and RSLs, that's $90 million in me coffers for those sausages.
Marto's saying that. Yeah. I've just had a look at his calculator. He's just written boobs there. So.